you gotta move on. That's it.
Charles, I know you're probably asking, but you guys had, you know, the most penalties in team history tonight. What do you attribute that to?
And well, attributed to us. You know, we obviously, you know, we're doing something wrong. There must have been some, you know, technique things that we got to work on. And definitely cost us the game.
You feel like this was a Bears win? Or, I mean, who?
They won. It don't matter. You know, we hurt ourselves a lot, but, I mean, they won the game, so that's what it boils down to.
Charles, are all these things that just kind of roll on themselves, or is that each one's an isolated incident, or how? Because that's, you know, quite a volume for this game. It's just is abnormal for this team.
Yeah, it's abnormal. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's some calls I think that were called. There were good calls again, and then there were some that weren't. You know, so and that's something we have to look at on Wednesday when we get back. And try to make the corrections, but it's on the individual. You know, each guy having to, you know, survey their game, look at themselves, and see where they could have done better and where they can get better. So that's it.
Charles, what goes through your mind in a game like this to play your arch rival in Bears and play a game that you could have won, but there were so many penalties and so many problems and things that just didn't work out for you?
Well, you just replay the game over and over in your head, you know, and look where. Places where you could have made plays and you didn't make plays. Times where you could have gotten off the field or could have gotten a block or made a tackle or, you know, whatever. So, you know, you replay it in your mind and, you know, then you got to get ready for next week. So it has to happen quickly.
It looked like they were going after Sam at times. I mean, are there some things you can do to help out a guy like that?
No, I mean, we got to get to the quarterback. You know, a couple of times passes were thrown to his guy. I mean, Cutler was standing back there all day. I think Sam is doing a great job out there in coverage, and we just got to get to the quarterback.
Charles, obviously Collins gets the pick and then the pass interference on Morgan. How frustrating is that when you guys were just kind of hurting yourselves out there today?
Well, again, I think, and I said it earlier, you know, there has to be something done in this league about allowing quarterbacks to just throw the ball up in the air for grabs and both players being engaged and then the defensive guy getting a penalty. I mean, I think that's just absolutely wrong. You got guys out there fighting, playing hard, trying to win games, and to have a ball move up, you know, 30-plus yards or whatever it was to a first down, you know, first and 10, that's wrong. And that should be looked into, and that should be changed.
With 17 penalties, do you think they were calling this game a lot closer? Were there more questionable calls today?
I don't know. There were a lot of questionable calls. There was a lot of good calls. I mean, there's an even balance. They hurt us. They killed us. We racked up a lot of yards and penalties, took away a touchdown. In that game. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can work on and move on from there.
What was the difference kind of in the second half? Like, you guys got pressure on Cutler in the first half, but not as many sacks. It seemed like he was able to kind of pick apart the secondary a little more in the second half there.
Well, I think we weren't even on the field that much. You know, our offense held the ball, you know, a large part of the time, and he made some plays out there. But, I mean, it wasn't a lot. You know, it wasn't anything that we felt like he killed us with. So, you know, we had a good, great, you know, goal line stand down there on the fourth down in the red zone. We got off the field, and we had our chances to win, and we didn't come out with it. It's pretty high, man. You know, anytime you have situations where you're in a tight game and big plays are negated by penalties that are questionable calls, I mean, it burns you up, man, because for one, you work too hard, and then you're out here on a Monday night game, and you're playing hard, and you're trying to get up on your division, and to have big plays taken away like that is frustrating. It is frustrating.
You disagree with the Barnett call, and then you talk about the 30-yard call.
Well, your quarterback just throws the ball in the air. Both guys are turning around looking for the ball, and they're both engaged. I mean, you can't tell me that receiver didn't put his hands on Morgan. And if you can tell me that, then maybe I'm a liar. But I don't believe that. And you got two guys looking back for the ball, fighting for the ball. It should be a no call. You know, the play should be over. But that's what happens in this league. It's such an offensive-minded league that you can just throw a ball up on a play. And if we touch a guy remotely, then they call the penalty. And that's got to change.